You're listening to Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
And coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll be looking at the football in quite some detail. We've got Mark Heenan joining us to talk about the BFL. Then our regular panel will be on to talk about all things AFL, the last weekend of football action. And then, of course, Alex Tagani from the GDFL. And as promised earlier, we will be going back into the vault to see who predicted what for the top eight and how that's turned out. There's also another bit of audio from the vault that I happened to find that we will be playing to see whether our football panelists still agree with it or not. So you'll want to be listening to find out what that actually is. Now, we're going to continue our coverage with the Geelong council elections coming up, of course, in October, and our next candidate is here in the studio. It's a great pleasure to welcome Kylie Grisbeck, who's running for Windermere Ward up in the north. So, Kylie, welcome, and you're our first Windermere candidate on the program.
Thank you, Mitchell. It's great to be here.
So what made you decide to put your hand up and run for Windermere?
The reason I put my hand up and run is that I feel that we have been left out in the north. I feel that, you know, building a story for myself to run for council, I've been doing community work ever since I can remember. Born and bred in Lara, and I feel that, you know, now's the time for a fresh start.
How do you think the north has been represented in the past, like in terms of at a local government level? Has it been adequately represented by the people that have previously stood and run?
My view would be no, that we have had one or two people that have advocated, but now that the ward is a larger ward, it now encompasses, you know, Corio and Norlane and all the way down to sort of Batesford, I feel that it now's the opportunity to have a fresh start.
So in terms of the advocacy, what sorts of things would you like to advocate for if you were elected?
So I've got about four things that I think will base my program on. It's a fair share for the north. I think we've been fairly underfunded and looked over for many a year. You'll see the south has a major investment, so we're looking for a fair share. I want to be able to lower rates. I think that we've got a value for money agenda. I think that, you know, we look at things like spending $30,000 on a TV show to promote Geelong. I don't think is value for money. So therefore, I think, you know, if you ask your residents what would they prefer, lower rates or you know, a floating Christmas tree, I think I know what my people in the north would say. A safer community. I really think the north wants to be a safer community. They want to have, CCTV cameras. They want to have lighting where they can go walk around and feel safe. Safer pedestrian crossings and things like that is top of my agenda. One other thing is, you know, better public transport in the north. I think the kids in the north really need to have ability to come into town and watch a movie or do something and then be able to get a bus right back. I think the frequency of the buses or the trains, a better public transport overall. So that's and obviously everybody will say united and professional council in Geelong. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel I can offer that, but I think that's a given for all the new candidates.
Why do you think that the North has missed out in the past? Has it just been sort of the quality of representation, or is it that it's a safe Labor seat? What reasons do you put it down to?
Partly, I would say representation, you know, being an advocate for your area. I think, if I look at the previous council, I think Kylie Fisher did an amazing job in Corio and Norlane. But I think it's political too. It's being able to have a voice and sit there and realise that, you know, the North needs some help. It needs some infrastructure. It needs some sporting facilities. Some of them are really tired and overgrown. So that's where I feel, you know, for the North we need.
In terms of CCTVs, where in the north would you put CCTV cameras?
So I think places like Cry Village have got some CCTV cameras, but I think there's also the ability for around schools and shops, you know, Lebuin Square, you know, all sorts of places where people, you know, might choose the places that are outside of the main areas. So, I just think that CCTV cameras do provide a bit of feel safe for your community, knowing that you're being watched.
Are these crime hotspots in your experience?
What do you mean by?
Like, are they areas where previously there's been a lot of crime that you think CCTV cameras would be able to then deter the people from committing those acts because they look up and they see someone's watching them?
I think that, you know, out at Lara where I live, there's an increasing crime out there. And, you know, obviously I want to advocate for things that I can do in the north and things that the local council can do. I mean, state government issues and federal government issues, you know, we're happy to have a say on, but I think we leave those sorts of things things to them. But, you know, some of the hotspots, if there was cameras, if there was lighting, if there was more police, yeah, I agree. We would have lots of places that are more safe for us and our children to live and work.
You raise a good point there in terms of federal and state issues. Yes, I know that crime is more of a state issue, but obviously councils can put in CCTV cameras, as you've said. But obviously a lot of other councillors have been proud to take a stand on a range of different state and federal issues, most notably Australia Day and same-sex marriage. What would you say if other people on council, if you were elected, tried to do that? You know, were wanting to put up flags and things, would you say, you know, we're going to vote it down because it's not the role of our government, we need to get in there and try and advocate for what our people need in our local government space?
Look, I believe that the councils have the views of the community. The councils need to set the business of the council on the right path first and get the basics right. Once we've got our own backyard sorted, we can try and influence on state and federal issues. Look, I believe standing up for what's right, and remembering that you're a representative of community views. Geelong can be a leader in these things, but as long as you've got your backyard right first, then you can be outspoken in some of those. And we're the biggest regional centre outside of the CBD. So we've got massive influence on the state, but if we don't get our backyard right, then we can't influence.
And you're saying the backyard's not right at the moment because in the north, struggling with infrastructure?
I believe so, yes. Yep.
Windermere Ward is the biggest ward there is, but also the least populous. So you've got a smaller population, but spread out over quite a large area. Do you think that's going to be a challenge for you trying to campaign and get around to as many people as possible? How would you overcome that?
I agree it's a challenge, but it's not a challenge that can't be fixed. I mean, there's opportunities to go into local community groups. You know, out at Anarchy, there's a local shop. So it's to be able to go to where people are, where they live, where they work, where they shop. So that's going to be one of my key points.
And given that you are representing sort of a very broad geographic area, do you think there are different challenges in different parts? Like, you know, the challenges and the people's wants in Anarchy going to be different to those in Corio and Norlane?
Yeah, but I fundamentally believe that, you know, all the people in the north just want a fair share. So, you know, while some of the regional issues, yeah, Anarchy, Norlane, Corio, Lara, all have issues, but I think the fundamental piece is fair share for the north.
In your fourth piece there, you sort of spoke about a united and stable council, and obviously that's of many people's concern that obviously the previous council was dismissed. Are you sort of conscious that you're going to have to go about things in a different way to previous councils to make sure that the same mistakes aren't made again?
I think it's the calibre of the person, first of all. You need to get... I think the people, the residents of the north are going to vote for who they think is the right candidate. They've got to vote with their pen on the ballot day. So this is the opportunity for them to get to know their candidates and realise that fundamentally they're for the community, they're for them, for the residents. It'll be a challenge for the residents to understand each different person, but, you know, there's two councillors that are going to be appointed in that ward, so it's a real opportunity for those two councillors to work as a team. So I think that's the key for the residents in the north.
On that point, are there particular people that you say, oh, you know, I'd prefer to work with that person and not that person that have put their hands up? You know, will it be a challenge having to work with someone else where previously, of course, we've had just single member constituencies?
Oh, definitely a challenge, but a challenge I'm up for, definitely.
Yeah. Will you be sort of willing to compromise to try and build a consensus, or will you just go in hard on your views and try and persuade other people that what you're saying is correct, I suppose?
What I want to do is obviously represent the North and what the North wants, but in the same sense, you know, I'm a decent person, I'll compromise, I'll work with it. I think that there's obviously to and fro. If you've got integrity, then you can work with anyone.
So in terms of your campaign strategy, what will you be doing, like door knocking, letterboxing? Is it all on the cards?
Yeah, all on the cards. I'm not going to reveal all of my sources, Mitchell, but yeah, it's all on the cards. I think the main thing is you talk with your feet. You be out there talking to the people, and that's my plan.
And are you confident of your chances in getting up, given that I think there's only three or four people that have so far put their hands up and you've got two vacancies, so that's a 50% chance, even if everyone's equal?
Look, confident, yeah. I think now is the time. Now's the time for a new, fresh voice. You know, I'm a young mum of two boys in the community, and I've always been in the community. My view would be that, you know, if you don't live or work in the ward, if you don't know the North, you don't really have a chance. You know, are you choosing the North? I want, my question would be to other candidates. Are you choosing the North because you think it's a pushover? My view would be it's not. Are you choosing to, you know, do you have just come and have photos in the community with local people but not actually live and work and breathe it? You know, are you cleaning the toilets at the local soccer club? That's me. Are you collecting the rubbish when it needs collecting? And have you done that for the long period of time? That would be my question.
Yeah, so you're prepared to say you live in Lara, which is well and truly within Windermere.
Yep, have done since I was two.
Political parties in council, do you have any thoughts on that?
Political parties, I don't think necessarily political parties have much of a view in council. I think it is local government. There's a lot of independence. I'm not a member of a political party. I obviously am a proud union member. My husband works for V-Line for many a years, three generations, in fact, and has been involved in the union. So, yeah, I'm proud. I'm proud to be part of a union. But, no, I'm not a member of a Labor Party, Liberal Party, Greens, whatever you want to call it.
Are you able to say which union?
CPSU. I work for the TAC. I'm the Chief of Staff to the CEO over there. And, you know, the CPSU is my union, yeah.
Does that mean that you would sort of be more centre-left, or where do you sort of position yourself on that political spectrum?
I don't like to position myself, Mitchell.
So I'm many don't.
look, I have views around, you know, safe working environments. And, you know, I believe if you put in a hard day's work, then you should be given the opportunity to have a safe working environment. That's part of my view.
So just tell us, you've mentioned a bit of your background there, but just tell us a little bit more about that. I mean, I presume that you haven't really stood for political office before, which is why you're saying you're a fresh voice.
So I did run in 2012 in the council elections, and I got 13%, very proud of that 13%. Look, I think I've got a lot to offer the residents. I think, you know, I want the community to be proud of where they live. I want to return the pride back to the North. There are many lessons that we can learn from the previous councils, and I'm hoping to be able to realise those lessons. You know, a united council is something that can be successful. The suggestion, you know, I think the suggestion that they're putting forward about the monitors to look after the council is a great idea.
Mm.
Great idea. I've got nothing to fear. There's going to be a clean slate, a positive culture that puts communities first.
So the monitors isn't taking away from the voters, as some politicians have said, that, you know, it's basically saying that the voters can't make the right decision?
No. I think the voters will make the decision that they want to make. The monitor is there to monitor behaviours and things like that. I think democracy will work. Yep.
Fantastic. Well, what we do is we give candidates a 30-second elevator pitch where you can just pitch directly to the listeners out there why you would like to get elected without me having to ask all sorts of different questions. So take it away.
Thank you. Look, I've lived in Lara for, you know, 38 years, and I'm a passionate member of my local community. I'm presently serving as the secretary to the Lara United Soccer Club. I think that everyone in the North, we owe it to our children to be safer and healthier. I want my boys and every other child living in the North to grow up in a positive community, to be really proud of where they come from. We can improve, you know, lighting in public spaces and CCTVs and sporting facilities for the North. At the end of the day, people would be voting for me for what I believe in, and that they would trust in that I would make the right decision for them. I'm obviously going to consult with people. I'm going to consult with the community, consult with community groups. But at the end of the day, this is something that I'm really passionate about. You know, I work full time. I'm going to be, hopefully, if I'm successful, doing this part time. So, you know, your segment before about time management is exactly what I need to implement. So, look, I think over the next few months, I'll be speaking to as many residents as possible, and hopefully can be a strong and effective voice for the Windermere community.
Good on you. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Kylie. I really appreciate it. I wish you all the very best with your campaign. It's going to be very interesting indeed. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Mitchell.
Kylie Grusbeck, they're running as a candidate for Windermere Ward in the upcoming October elections.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.